This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got tickets to Nickelback. They're coming to White River on June 30th this year. And you can get those tickets very simply. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app. That's all you got to do. Just log in, listen to KISW on the Odyssey app. You can also listen to us on KISW.com. That's another chance for you to win.
And the more you listen, the more chances you get.
Every hour is another entry. Just like that. Every hour you listen. I know you want more info. You're that kind of person. Fine. Get those details at KISW.com.
Let's play B-Mix. It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser. B-Mix. You're a loser.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Oh, yeah. We're close.
Yeah, close. Everyone's in a good mood.
Are we?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know, if you haven't been paying attention to me today.
Well, do you want to hear the rabbit hole I went down just recently?
Hey, I love rabbits.
And holes. Anywho, my dad's birthday's in 2 weeks, so nice. I was thinking I wanted to get him a Mariners something, a shirt, a jersey, something. And I went down the baseball, you know, rabbit hole, and apparently today is the anniversary of the first professional baseball league. It's over 140, I think it's 147 years old now.
Oh, I don't think I even knew that. The first professional baseball
league. The National League was formed. Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis.
Oh, the National League, which is still in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It
That's 147 years old.
147 years old.
What the name of the Hartford team was.
Yeah, it does not say.
And I don't know if the, if that was the Red Sox were then, or if it was another name altogether. I don't know.
But today's the anniversary, so happy birthday,
Happy B-Day, National.
I already ordered my cake. It's going to be a great
time. What flavor?
I didn't really order
I know, but I was trying to see if you would like give me an idea for cakes, because my dad's birthday's in a couple weeks.
Well, what's your dad likes gummy bears. Get him a gummy bear cake.
Actually, he wouldn't hate that. I'll take any suggestions. Send them to us. But we do have a game to get to. We have Alonso. Alonso from Des Moines. Are you there?
Yes.
Awesome, Steve. Get out of here.
Bye.
For those playing at home, Alonso has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you do only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Estoy listo, Victoria.
Estoy, gracias. Okay. A baby of what underwater delicacy is known as a spat?
Oh, a shrimp?
Nope.
Lobster?
Nope.
Crab?
No. How many cupcakes are in a baker's dozen?
13.
Correct. In which U.S. state does the Blair Witch Project take place in?
Pass.
What Celine Dion song was featured on the soundtrack to the movie Titanic?
Oh, pass.
What animal is known as the unicorn of the sea?
unicorn of the sea. Seahorse?
Nope.
Pass.
What does the abbreviation CGI stand for?
I'm drawing a blank. Bad morning.
Pass?
Well, I would pass on a little.
Pass.
What movie did Michael J. Fox learn to skateboard for?
Oh, God, some Van Halen song. Pass.
What
My heart will go on. Celine Dion.
Yes. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Peach?
Georgia. Atlanta.
It's up to if you want to give it to him. I don't know if he made it in time or not.
Yeah.
Then he says no. All right, so he doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a day for Alonzo.
I understand. I have days like that every day.
Well, here comes Steve. Will Steve have a similar day?
Are you ready, Steve?
If it's good, then yes.
Oh, yeah!
I don't know what kind of day we're talking about yet.
Not a good one.
Oh, good, no.
Okay, a baby of what underwater delicacy is known as a spat?
What, baby lobster?
Nope.
A baby crab?
Nope.
A baby oyster?
Yes.
Nice.
How many cupcakes are in a baker's dozen?
13.
Yes.
Let's go get some cupcakes.
In which U.S. state does the Blair Witch Project take place in?
Massachusetts?
Nope.
Oh, crap. New York?
Nope.
New Hampshire?
No.
Oh.
What Celine Dion song was featured on the soundtrack to the movie Titanic?
I don't... My Heart Will Go On?
Yes.
Nice.
What animal is known as the unicorn of the sea?
The narwhal.
Yes.
Love them.
What does the abbreviation CGI stand for?
Computer-generated intelligence.
No.
Computer-generated index.
No.
Computer-generated...
No. What movie did Michael J. Fox learn to skateboard for?
That would be Teen Wolf.
No.
Back to the Future.
Yes. What U.S. city is nicknamed the Big Peach?
Big Peach, Georgia.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You did the exact same thing as Alonzo did.
Because it's the Peach State.
You got 5 correct, though. You did beat Alonzo, so.
Yeah, Alonzo, that's not not your best performance, sir.
That's all right. We'll get him next time.
There you go. That's a good attitude. Oh, man, tough today for some of the people. They just, tough one. Tough one for the kids.
Does anybody know where the Blair Witch Project takes place
in? Maryland?
Maryland.
I thought it was an East Coast state.
See, I thought Massachusetts.
Yeah. He said Massachusetts first, so no.
Oh, I didn't
hear.
Well,
yeah, because Danny doesn't pay attention to this show.
That's fair.
And you were really close to the CGI one. It is computer generated. Imagery, yes.
Oh, it's imagery? It's not image?
Imagery.
Okay.
You can look it up, Mister. Making faces.
Well, I would be wrong if I said image. Then that,
yes,
and I would have been. I would have lost my mind.
Loser.
When don't you?
I'm going to find that out. CGI. I always thought it was computer images or whatever.
I love how both of them are hurrying to Google to see who can be right.
Okay. Yeah, imagery.
You're saying yep, imagery, but I got over here. It's actually image.
Mm. Okay, dictionaries.
BJ's fake. Google.
Hold on. I got to accept cookies first because God forbid you look something up and just it'll give it to you.
Who doesn't want cookies?
Oh my God! What are you giving me? Oh, CGI. I got a company called CGI. That's the first thing that showed up. Good for them and their SEO. Because I go on Google and the first thing that shows up is a company called CGI.
Oh, good job, people.
Yeah. Well, hey, I hit the first thing. What do you want from me? Oh, it says right there, Wikipedia. Well, it's Wikipedia. I believe nothing.
Dictionary.com.
Yeah, you're a .com. Yeah.
I know.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, congratulations to everybody involved in that.
Yay!
Yeah. And you know what? I am turning this show over to you folks. That's what I'm doing. Done. So it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. You're in charge. I'm leaving. 206-803 Rock.
Arrivederci.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Wow.
Alf Wiedersen.
Yeah. Calls, texts, we got him. 917 on the Rock.
Deuces, bitch.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock. 99.9
KISW. The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number if you want to call or text us. 206-803-ROCK. Get your opinion out there. But do remember, Steve has a rule.
He has to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to dong you.
and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old
friend. We have a second rule now, too, BJ.
What's the second rule?
The second rule is that if Ellen DeGeneres reaches out to you on behalf of our show, it's not really Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, that's the second rule.
Yes, I know she's a big fan of The Rock and of The Morning Show as well, but... Yeah, Ellen's not a part of our... We're not affiliated with Ellen, so if on Facebook you're getting hit up by Ellen DeGeneres because she has money for you, it's not our problem.
She's got nothing for you.
Yeah.
Think about it. Why would she?
And just stop being stupid on Facebook, people.
That's all you got to do in your life. Why would Ellen DeGeneres give you a prize? You know, just ask yourself, why would she do that?
I just... This has been one of the more fascinating and entertaining things I think I've experienced in a while because of a damn social media post that we put up on the BJ and Migs Facebook page that has blown up. Like, it's gone viral. Over 600,000 comments on this thing now about the celebrity encounters?
Yes, over 600,000.
And how many views? Like millions?
It's reached over 13 million.
That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's getting bombarded. And, of course, there's spammers out there that are now, like, reaching out to people who comment. And now all these people are being... scammed are reaching out to us like we can do anything about it.
We can't stop the scammers. If we could, we would be skillionaires. Do you understand that? And also, figure out how Facebook works, because when you comment on something, guess what? You're going to get notified when other people comment on something, and you have to go to your own settings to change that. Don't yell at us because you're getting notified about stuff on our station.
Dude, it's so great.
You lovely people that don't know how to use Facebook.
We have gotten multiple messages from older individuals, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like they're probably like in their 70s. And it's just like one woman's just like, why are you showing up on my Facebook page? I never asked for information about your show. Remove all notifications. It's like, you commented on the damn post.
Yeah. I can't control your notifications,
Linda. Linda, you're in charge of your own notifications. You can do it. You can actually silence it. It's a little, those little three dots. Just click on those little three dots. That's what they mean. Go up there if you can see them, you old bat.
The funny thing is, you know, I feel like our listeners are probably actually pretty savvy too. These people are...
But these aren't listeners.
They're from everywhere around the world. So it's like the PSAs.
It is so miserable.
Yeah, that's true. No, they're not even listening.
Yeah.
We're just venting.
Also, the best part too is that you said it's over 600,000. We are over 843,000 comments on this
post. Just a what is an odd celebrity encounter.
And what would you say?
I got sucked into it. I was spending yesterday because people are posting the pictures and the stories, and they are very entertaining. Like,
so great.
There's some really incredible stories of people meeting Miley Cyrus or at Joshua Tree or wherever. It's
They're showing some good pictures.
Yeah, I'm like, this is pretty cool, but it's also pretty funny that we're getting the people are mad at us because Ellen DeGeneres is reaching out to them, and they think it's Ellen DeGeneres. One person I do love, she messaged us saying, I know that it's a scammer, but I want to let you know that it's going on because these scammers love me. They've been after me for years. They even called me up when I was on a dating site and threatened me. And I'm like, none of this makes any sense.
Hashtag narcissist.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that's the thing. Imagine whatever you do for a living, whatever it is. Maybe you're a business owner and you sell cupcakes. And imagine this. You're a cupcake salesperson, and you have to field calls, or people come into your shop. These people have never bought a cupcake. They don't live in your town. They don't live in your state. And yet your job is to field calls and emails and texts from these idiots complaining to you about how they're being bothered by Ellen DeGeneres and Degenerate. And you'd be like, but have you had any of my cupcakes? No. Or stop telling me about your cupcakes. I don't live in Seattle. I can't get your cupcake. Dude, will you just leave me alone? That's what this is. It's so ridiculous.
It's hilarious. And now it makes me understand why people, like, somebody hear these stories, like, why am I getting these emails? Do you really think someone's going to believe this or fall for this scam? And now we're witnessing it real time that people are falling for the scam where people are giving the information. I'm just like, okay.
This goes to show you
you're born every day, I guess.
If you ever ask, why do we have to say things over and over again? Why do we have to Groundhog Day things that you think are obvious in life? Now you know.
Yep.
Now, I wish that people were brighter, but for whatever reason, they're not. So... there are certain messages that have to be repeated and repeated probably for a long time because of Ellen DeGeneres.
We have sometimes we also deliver great information.
Oh, what do we got? What's going on?
Very happy in more ways than one, apparently. We're getting a lot of people thanking us for recommending Penelope Rose Adams on the OnlyFans and on all the social media. She's a great listener of the show. She texts in all the time. Always a blast to hear from her. But boy, oh boy, are a lot of people very happy with what they're seeing on social media.
So she went from being, what, a foot, doing foot stuff, to now she does everything pretty much?
And is in one of the top percentile of OnlyFans. And she just posted a picture I think you'll appreciate, BJ, on Twitter. She says, I listen to KSW, The Rock, on the Odyssey app, and they read my texts like 5 times now. I'm going to post them soon on my TikTok. And the picture, BJ, that's the picture.
Oh,
she posted.
Whoa, whoa.
And that's on her Twitter,
whoa,
which is.
That is okay. Penelope.
Was it Penelope R. Adams on Twitter?
I love her shirt. She says she does all her own stunts.
Yes. Love the adult variety.
The adult film stunts kind of thing.
And I did sign up for her OnlyFans.
Nice.
Want to help? Help the locals out.
Good for you for showing support.
Always. I love her stuff.
Didn't know she was a ginger.
Ginger. Yeah.
That's awful. You know what? You got to love that.
And she did dress up as Velma for Halloween, and I'm here for it.
You can't really see you mess it up. You know, so you got to learn how
to. There you go.
Whoa.
Putting
okay.
V in Velma.
She surely did. All right, Penelope.
Penelope rocks.
Yeah, good for her. I hope she's making a great living doing that. And thanks for the shout out, Penelope. Thank you for letting everybody know on your Twitters and stuff that, you know, you're our buddy. Yes. That's a nice thing. Now, that's the kind of social media I like.
Those are the good folks on
those
social media.
Those are the folks changing the world.
And post boobies.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's all you want. Isn't that really all you want? Like 50% of the population, that's all they want.
Well, we go from boobies to buoy because we have to give a shout out. One person said, hey, guys, give a shout out to Buoy, only member of the Kraken at the All-Star game, LOL.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Unfortunately, Matty Beniers is still recovering from that concussion.
Yeah, so he's not going to be there. I believe I don't know if they have they said it point blank. It's a concussion. Hockey is so weird with like.
Oh, so they haven't said
I think it. Even if they haven't, I mean, it's obvious that had to have been it because he banged his head on the ice and then they took him out. But like sometimes they'll be like, hey, how's this player? And you're like, oh, he's injured. Well, what's wrong? And they're like, it's just a body injury. And we're like, well, thanks for that information. Like, they're so like. Quiet about it. And I get it. They don't want to probably give any kind of information that potentially could be used against them in the future.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this guy's got a bad hip. You know, lay into it or something. I don't know. But it's just so funny sometimes when you see that.
I would lie about it and call it a concussion because then the player that just slammed him, you know, that the NHL can look at that guy and go, dude, we just can't have you play like this anymore. You cannot be doing stuff like this because of what we see happen in the NFL. I mean, CTE can affect anybody that gets a bell rung so many times.
See Buoy, though? He's over at the All-Star game, just living the good life right there.
Oh, yeah. Where's the All-Star game this year?
Is it in Florida?
I think they sent it to Miami.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's where the Panthers play, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks good. Good for Buoy, man.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of pictures of him with the other mascots.
How shocking is that? I mean, look, it's a long shot, but how crazy is it that a team that, look, right now has a great shot of, you know, getting to the playoffs and could win the Stanley Cup, didn't have any members in the All-Star game. Has that ever happened in the history of sports where a team won a championship with no members in the All-Star game? I don't think that's ever been a thing because usually in baseball, you always get somebody.
I have no idea.
I don't think it's ever happened.
I don't even know where to start to figure that out.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I wouldn't bet against you on that one. I mean, yeah, I guess you could argue we did have a representative. He just couldn't play it, but... It is interesting. I know a lot of people are mad, and I don't know if you heard, but like a lot, there was another player I guess they reached out to that was just like, no, I already have my stuff set and I want to rest. So, I respect, like, if I'm a player, I'd be kind of like in that mindset too. If you don't really care about the pomp and circumstance of the All-Star game, I'd rather just hang out and rest my body instead of dealing with that.
I think football has to be taken out because I think that's what the Pro Bowl is. It's everybody that's not going to the Super Bowl.
That's a very good point, yes.
Yeah, so I'm talking about outside of football.
Right.
Because all the other sports, I believe, the players get to play in the All-Star game because it happens mid-season, whereas the Pro Bowl, of course, happens right before the Super Bowl, so you're not going to be in that. Even though it's two-hand touch, it's our flag football, right? It's flag football this year.
I don't even think, are they even doing any game? Or are they just
they're
doing flag football?
Yeah, it's a flag football game, yeah, which is this weekend somewhere. I don't even know where, but... I mean, they used to do it in Hawaii, which is a way you could get people to
go. I don't even know if I'm going to... I'll probably tune into the skills competition for the NHL, maybe pop on the hockey game a little bit, like just like quickly just to see how it's looking. But like not having Beniers there really kind of like...
Yeah.
It kind of just sucked the interest out of me. Like I'm just like, I got other things to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
It really does. It feels... And we're at the top of our division. It is odd that the only player we have is one player.
But it's a testament to this team because this team has spread out the wealth and the scoring. I mean, you have like, you know, potentially 12 players that could get 40 points this year. And that's been like quite the talk of this team is like you really don't have one clear cut superstar on the team. everybody's chipping in, and that's a great sign.
That's amazing if, it's in awesome. Fact, they make that happen. That's great.
Especially when you have injuries and things like this where it's like, okay, well, you know, we're not living and dying by Matty Beniers. Of course, he's a massive benefit to the team, but you know, speaking of sports, I just realized that I am a terrible scheduler.
What did you do? What's going on?
So we're taking Tatum to go see Bluey, the play.
Ooh.
I guess it is. I don't know if what it's called. It's like a play. It's at the Paramount.
Oh, yeah, where basically it's live action-y.
Right. It's like these adults with giant puppet things. It looks like a...
That's a cool thing.
Honestly, this looks like something that would look like be a pretty trippy thing.
Yeah. And
obviously, that wouldn't be what you do.
So they're not in costume. Children. They are giant puppets.
They're giant puppets, and they have humans that are just moving these giant puppets around.
That's worth seeing.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. What I didn't realize...
Oh, no. Is it on that day?
It's on the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Thankfully, it's early. So I think it's like at like 11 in the morning. So
that's good.
I'm so happy about that because like, if it wasn't, like let's just say it was at 4, I'd be like, well, I guess I'm missing some of the Super Bowl because, I mean, we've been hyping this up. Tan's been watching videos. Like, she's all about it. Like, she wants to see this.
So that's a great day for you. You get to do the daddy thing,
yeah.
And then you get to go watch the Super Bowl and hopefully...
Louis' big play.
It's good that you didn't pick one of the other two shows because there are two other shows that day.
I only picked that one because I'm like, let's... It sounds like terrible. Let's get it out of the way as early as possible.
Nice move because, I mean, I know not everybody cares about the Super Bowl, but look, I would say the average person that has kids probably does care about the Super Bowl.
Oh, dude, I would have been massively bummed out if I was like, because I saw that, I'm like, I never bothered to put the Super Bowl on my phone in the calendar. Like, I didn't even think about that when we made the plans to go see this, and I'm like, oh, boy, this is on the same day as the Super Bowl.
Oh, so you can still see the people operating these guys? Like,
yes.
They're not very covert.
I don't know.
At least the video Vicky's showing me.
I think they kind of wear colors that match the color scheme of the character.
All right, maybe this is just a how-to video and it's not actually what it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one. But it's kind of trippy looking.
Yeah, it is. Oh, good for them. Good for the kids. Good for the Super Bowl.
And my fear is going to be we get there and she's like, I don't like this. This is too loud. And then
perfect.
We would have missed that. Right. I would have missed the Super Bowl if that was the case.
Oh, yeah.
We are watching this.
Yeah. Man. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose. 206-803-ROCK. That's our new number to call and text. 206-803-ROCK. Your calls, your texts at 934 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. Call us or text us at 206-803-ROCK. Let's go to Brad and Puella. Brad, you are on The Rock.
Well, what's up, guys? How are you?
Not too bad. Brad, what you got for us today, buddy?
I think it's pretty crazy, given the recent new evidence that suggests there's life on other planets, or at least there's UFOs and all the sightings that we've had all over the globe in the last several years, and it doesn't seem like anybody's talking about it. It kind of glazes people over, and I just, it's fascinating to me that nobody, you know, none of people really bring this up and talk about it enough. It's pretty crazy.
I think it's because, and you're right, I mean, they've released a lot of footage and a lot of data basically saying there are unexplained objects that they used to just would say were weather balloons or whatever, and now they've officially come out and said, we don't know what the hell that was. Whether or not that's life on other planets, that's a tough one because they also haven't said it's that either.
They're 15-year-olds playing with drones, guys. Come on.
Fair, but when you watch the pill video off the coast of San Diego, off the USS Nimitz or whatever it was, I mean, there's no way that anything other than another living creature can make something maneuver like that, and it wasn't human, because human couldn't withstand the G-forces that up to what we know, that would create. So, given all the video evidence and stuff, I just think it's crazy.
You are making assumptions, though, Brad. I get what you're saying, because you're assuming that's what you're looking at is a vehicle that moves that way. I'm a sci-fi guy. I just don't know yet.
You know what you got to do is you got to listen to Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
What's
he's been
saying?
Telling you, he's the one that he's the reason that
about aliens,
video
man.
Came out, man.
Oh, Tom has been he's a guy that loves
really
his
going off of the Navy pilots that were up in the sky with this thing. If you listen to what they're saying, I mean, what they're accounting of, it's incredible. It's absolutely nuts.
Well, what are they saying? I mean, they're saying they see this, but are they saying it's definitely a moving object that looks like it's definitely a vehicle? They're saying that.
100%. Yeah. If you watch the documentary UFO on Showtime, there's a lot of like real video and a lot of actual the people that were on that boat that have retired since then and come out, and there were silence for years. But when all this stuff got declassified in like 2017, they started coming out, and there's a lot of more people that were a part of that personally that have come out and spoke on it.
I haven't seen that documentary, but I have seen the documentary The Cat from Outer Space, and I'm totally right there with you.
There you go. See, Brad, that's the problem is that I mean, I just think that people just go, well, they're like, why don't we see aliens? What's going on? Why aren't they communicating? Or if the government's covering something up, like, why? What is the point of that? That, I guess, is if I go Star Trek, it's because we're not ready. We're just not ready as a society to accept.
People can understand it at all.
Yeah. And I will say this. It's probably because of philosophy. People's belief systems where we're the only ones according to certain belief systems. There's no other beings in the world but us, or in the universe but us.
I wonder which member of our show an alien would want to hang out with.
I don't think I'm
leaning towards Joe.
Aww.
Joe?
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if Joe is an alien.
That's fair. Actually,
oh, really?
I've wondered the same.
What makes you think I'm an alien?
I don't know. You just give off alien vibes.
Yeah,
man.
You're really tall.
I got lanky arms.
Yeah.
I appear in places.
You have awkward ways of hitting on people. That sounds like something an alien doesn't understand social norms. And now if someone is married to another person, you don't just go up to them and start flirting with them in front of their spouse.
An alien would do that.
Right.
Aliens do like being the third wheel.
Yeah. Okay. And
he's picking up guitar pretty quick from when I've my lessons, and he picked up golf pretty quick from what I've
heard. Loves Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, he does.
This evidence is mounting.
And you know, my wife.
If you touch him with your tip of your finger.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah,
Steve?
You know what? That happened in Chicago. I shouldn't talk about that.
Wow. Yeah. I love the subject, but I mean, I don't know. What are you going to do? I mean, you feel like it's so hard to hide things. How could you? I mean, I guess they could cover it up, but I don't know. You know, unless the aliens are working with us and they're like lizard people wearing bodysuits.
Awesome.
Knows?
Like They Live. You know that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Put on the sunglasses and you can see what's up.
I mean, there's so many books that people really do believe in star people. And you've got, you know, all different names. The Greys and the lizard people and the Nords, like tall human-like beings. But they're very light-skinned with blonde hair. So many people believe this stuff. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I want to believe it. But then again, you got, Penn from Penn & Teller saying it's just mathematically impossible to travel from whatever would be the nearest life-sustaining place to get here.
That's something that an alien would say to get you off the beaten path.
Oh, you think Penn's an alien?
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
All right, Penn Jillette, you know, I often wondered.
Teller hasn't figured out how to talk yet. He's still, like, in the infant stages of being an alien.
So Teller's an alien who they're claiming is mute, but actually
takes years.
Doesn't speak human language.
Right. I mean, to be, like, as intelligent as we are, that takes years and years of training.
There's no coincidence that we're all magicians, either.
Yeah.
No coincidence.
Making things disappear.
I mean, when you think about the fact that we can see all those stars in the sky and they do determine that they're all basically their own solar systems, it is kind of crazy to think we're the only inhabited solar system in the universe. In, you know, with, and we're only in one galaxy.
We have some text messages. I have nothing to do with aliens, though.
Oh, well, then I'm leaving. I know. I only want to talk about aliens.
Because I'm very excited to get your answer on this, because I didn't even think about this, but they wanted to know, have you met your new dog yet?
Oh, isn't that wild? I'm good. I'm doing that today.
Oh, you're meeting, what's his name, Bingo?
No, Bodie.
Your new son.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're finally going to meet your new child.
Already the dog's pissing me off.
Oh, God.
What did the dog do?
I usually get picked up at the airport, and I have to find my own way to the apartment because the dog can't ride in a car yet.
Oh, I thought the dog was using the car or something like that. So it's like, yeah.
Well, it could very well be. That's what's going on. And my wife just didn't want to tell me now that the dog's got the car.
So the dog doesn't like being in a car?
I guess it's a newborn puppy, whatever. I don't know dog stuff. I don't know. I guess it has a hard time riding in a car right now.
Well, I mean, having it riding in cars will help it get used to riding in cars.
I don't know this stuff, Steve. I'm not in charge of this.
Yeah, and I bought my ex-wife a dog, and we had to go drive 4 hours, and it was a newborn puppy, and bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Are you going to get to do anything then?
Here's what I want to say to both of you geniuses.
Yeah. Oh, not take out your anger on us.
Well, no, the idea is that from what I am reading and seeing and hearing, the average American does not have a clue how to actually train a dog so the dog doesn't trip out and go through lots of stress.
Right.
That's what I'm finding out. And I'm definitely finding it out because everything my wife has shown me, all the videos, is like, oh my God, we did not do that with our first dog. And most people I know don't do that with their animals. You know, you don't keep them in an apartment or in a house by themselves ever. I mean, especially when they're young, you don't ever let them do that. And people do it all the time. And that's why they're barking and freaking out, because they're used to being in there, you know, with their litter, with their...
So are you guys going to leave the house at all during this time?
I don't think so.
Are you guys just going to be hanging out with the dog all weekend?
Yeah, that's... she says she's got people, because we made plans to go do this seminar. And now I'm like, can we do this seminar if you can't, find someone to watch
the
dog?
It's California. You can take the dog with you.
To say it's an emotional support animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Get one of those cool little baby holder things.
Oh. She is actually going to do that at some point.
Are you going to wear it?
Dude, I don't think you understand. I told you guys, I have nothing to do with this dog. I will do nothing to care for this dog. That was my rule.
It's starting off on a bad foot with it not picking you up at the airport.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think it knew that.
I have issues with my significant other. She's like, I'm not picking you up. Yeah. I'm like, well, no.
Yeah, I think the dog knows I want nothing to do with it. So it's like, fine, get your own ride, bitch. You know.
Well, I mean, calling it that's not going to help.
No, the dog was calling me bitch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, also, I mean, we need to have a talk with this dog.
Well, I mean, at least dogs have, anybody has a right to say bitch. I think dogs do, because they might be, right? Mm.
I look forward to hearing how this goes.
Joe's face right now. Joe just has the biggest smile on his face.
I am really trying to be positive, but.
When have you been trying to do that today?
Well, I feel, let's be honest, I think that's a thread of my stress and animosity.
It's Bodie.
Yeah, I got to go meet this dog, and I got to do the show from down there, and this is a small apartment, so if that dog is a pain in the ass, you're going to hear it.
Somebody said, get the dog a kitten.
Oh.
I have no response for that text.
I'm working on getting my dog a seeing eye this is going to be great.
You know what, I hope Ellen DeGeneres contacts that texter. Okay, hopefully Eileen DeGeneres offers you a free prize, and I hope you give all.
Maybe get a free dog.
Yeah,
Joe, are you excited about your new addition to your family?
You know he's not.
No.
Oh yeah, his mic's not on, Danny.
Guys, hold on 1 second.
He's taking a call. That's what's happening.
Oh, is it Bodie? Yeah. Is Bodie calling?
No. Well, he is. He's actually screening calls for listeners on the list.
Oh, well, I mean, that's debatable.
Yeah.
I was like,
I won't argue with that.
I was like, why is he looking at me so weird? I don't know why his mic's on.
Guys, I can't even tell you what I was just screaming.
Were you screaming Eileen DeGeneres?
What happened?
Did she call us finally?
Are we going to shout out to Anthony? Anthony went down a little bit of a rabbit hole about tunnels leading to the center of the earth and how aliens.
Oh, jeez, really? We opened that door?
Maybe Bodie is an alien.
You know, I wouldn't put it past him. He's a cute little guy, and he does magic, so he's going to get pulled out of my hat at some point.
No, wow.
I know I'm going to piss off our buddy Joe Dredd and his wife Healy, but really, all of these ghosty alien people, my God, will you please?
They're just excited to tell you about what they're passionate about.
I mean, it's just like, man. Will you just... I mean, really, it's like, because I'm just so frustrated with people that think they know the answer to everything when you go, dude, you don't know. You have no idea.
They watched the documentary.
Yeah.
We all know that anything that's put out as a documentary is true.
It's an unidentified flying object. Maybe it is something. Maybe it's an alien. But obviously, whomever it is, they do not want us to interact with them. They don't want us to know. That's why we don't know. And so I'm kind of like, fine, I don't care, I don't know. As long as they don't steal my money, I don't care who it is.
If they don't steal my money, I didn't know aliens like money that much.
That's the only concern I have. Like, yeah. Why am I concerned? Hello, alien? Yeah, you going to steal my money? No, good. All right, fly around. I don't care. You know, and whatever. I mean, but people just want to go, I know the answers to things. It's like, no, you don't.
Well, people get excited when they think they figured something out.
And they don't. That's the problem. They haven't figured anything out.
You're right. I mean, a lot of times I think that's what most people are just constantly looking for, any information to prove that they figured something out.
Yeah.
I think we've watched way too many detective shows growing up.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to take 5 minutes on Wikipedia and look up passages from Antarctica to the center of the universe.
You mean the center of the Earth, you mean?
Everything. It starts at Earth and you find the universe.
Oh, how do you do that? I mean, you'll be crushed by the gravity of the Earth's...
Have you ever
done it before?
That's what science is telling us. Now, if they're lying to us, and there is...
the first scientist that's lied to us, right, boys?
What are we now on Letterkenny for science? Huh? I mean, a little sciencey? We can get a little sciencey over here? Jesus. Why do I talk to you people? And I don't want to meet this dog.
I can tell.
I really don't. My life was fine.
You should buy the dog a little present. Like, show up with a toy.
It's a dog.
A begging strip.
He doesn't care.
How do you know?
Because he's going to sniff my butt. That's his first thing he's going to do, unless I put the toy up there.
I think that actually would be a great idea.
Yeah, I think I should.
Yeah. You should travel smuggling a toy up there.
I really just want to cancel this trip.
That's the way every time you sit, it squeaks.
My wife.
Bodhi's the cutest dog, man.
I understand that, Joe. Then you go visit your mother.
You don't want to visit Bodhi the Body?
When was the last time you went down to California to visit your mother?
That's his nickname, Bodhi the Body, because he's so nice.
Yeah, no answer.
Why don't I want to go down there? Oh, no, that would just be a mistake.
Have you ever went down to California to visit Mom?
I did one time, Steve. One time.
How many years has she been there?
About eight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Joey drew the line. Joey's like, yeah, you know what? One time's enough. I'm not going to do it ever again.
You know why? Probably because she wouldn't pick him up from the airport.
Yeah.
Actually, she left me alone in her apartment for 5 hours after telling me she'd be back for, by one. I sat there and I was like, what happened? And she's like, oh, my phone battery died. So I stayed on the beach for 5 hours. First and last trip.
There we go.
Ever.
Wait, your mom ghosted you?
She ghosted me for 5 hours.
Yes, she did. Yep.
And then we missed our dinner reservation.
Yeah, we did.
None of you make sense to me.
Oh, really? I make perfect sense. I tell people, this is what I don't want in my life. And what do? They go and get it. It's perfect sense. Perfect sense, buddy.
Mom, you've been gone for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I lost track of time.
Yeah, that's my wife.
I didn't even get my pasta.
Yeah, welcome to my wife. Poor Joe. He didn't get his pasta. And I don't blame you, Joe. That was a beating because that was going to be your pasta. Stop laughing at our family problem, Steve. All right, here's a question that hopefully somebody can answer, if somebody will. What do Ryan Castle and the TikToks have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:53. On The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and TikTok have in common?
I'm viral.
Yeah, you are.
Or it could be the nervous tick.
Or it can be what you do with your talk.
Steve enjoys both while on the toilet, someone just mentioned. On the text line.
Oh, I didn't realize you enjoyed.
You know, I haven't been on TikTok enough. I need to start getting back on.
Oh, God.
Do you do the TikToks?
I mean, define do. Do I follow bikini baristas on TikTok? Yes. That's about it.
Well, that's... I mean, look. You'll follow bikini baristas anywhere. It'll be Schmock Mock or Schmizbock. I mean, it doesn't matter. If they're bikini baristas, you're going to go.
They're the Pied Piper of social media for me.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see Steve do the latest dance craze.
Oh, I got
the twerking jerk.
Or the Wednesday Addams.
Oh, everybody's doing the Wednesday Addams.
That was the Wednesday Addams.
Okay, you really aren't paying attention because it's even on Instagram and all of the Facebook Reels.
My bad.
Lily can teach you next time she's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spring break.
Yeah. But I got something else for you to do, Steve, because the Wednesday Addams dance might be too tough for you, but how about you do this, what these students in Mexico are doing, these fifth and sixth graders. Turns out they had to be hospitalized because they were taking part of an internet challenge where a group of people take tranquilizers on TikTok, and then the last one to fall asleep wins.
Oh. Isn't that like the old man from Family Guy? Like, everybody takes Tylenol PM, and the last one to fall asleep wins.
Oh, God, that guy is so creepy. You're right.
Yeah, I remember that guy. I hope that's not what's going on for these poor kids in Mexico. Damn.
Authorities trying to figure out how they got this drug that will make them sleepy. You know what? Congratulations, children. No matter
what country. Mexico, you can buy them at the pharmacy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, see, stupid kids are everywhere, though, aren't they? Yeah, here you go. Miracle! Ryan Castle, he's just got a 12-pack, and it's not drugs. That's next.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Well, bankruptcy costs, of course, vary depending on what type of case you're filing. There's a certain amount of court costs and other out-of-pocket costs that you're going to have in any case. The filing fees in a bankruptcy case are about $300, whether you file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. One of the things to watch out for when you're shopping for bankruptcy attorneys or looking at the different cost options is that a lot of times, especially the really cheap places, don't tell you upfront about all the court costs and whatnot that you're going to have to pay in addition to the attorney fees. So make sure that you get the full picture when you're comparing prices of bankruptcy lawyers on what the attorney fees are, how much your court costs are going to be, so that you can really make a true comparison.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.